It's interesting that you got your, you know, you went to temple, right? Or are you teaching
yeah.
at temple?
Well, this is the unique thing about it, I think. When I met my wife, I wanted to get married. And I stood around on ships talking with people who were married enough to know that being married was not the way to raise a family, not the way to have a marriage. It was in and out. It was first, they would go home from their voyage, they'd be home on vacation, and they would tell the kids to do something, and the kids would say, okay, I'll ask mom. That type of thing just drove the marriage into the ground.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to quit. And I said, okay, I will quit. And somebody said, well, you have to notify your draft board. And I said, no, I don't. I'm over 26 now. And they said, yes, you do have to. And so I notified my draft board. And I said, I'm notifying you as a formality, but I'm over 26, and you can't draft me anymore. Yeah. In effect. And they said, oh, yes, we can. Because when you were going to sea, you had an occupational deferment. And you had an occupational deferment when you turned 26. We can draft you till you're 36. And I that was before we got married. And I said, that's crazy. What am I going to do, have this hanging over me? I didn't know at that time that Vietnam was coming down the road or anything like that. And Korea was still going on. At that, it ended in 55, and so we got married, and I told them I'd quitting the sea, and they drafted me. So I wound up in, and my assignment in the Army at Pabading Boomerang, I was teaching. I taught anti-aircraft fire control radar, and I loved it. And so when I got out of the Army after 2 years, I said I want to teach.
Yeah.
So that's how I get into it. And I said, and somebody told me, don't major in education. Major in what you want to teach. And I said, what's a good thing to teach? I said, physics. I pulled it out of the air. So I signed up to major in physics. The problem was I had never taken a course in physics in my life. So I didn't know what I was getting into. But I majored in physics. And because I was living on my savings then, I still wasn't eligible for the GI Bill.
Right.
I was living on my savings. We had to save money. I went to sea in the summertime.
Yeah.
And so I went to sea in the summertime. And when I started teaching, I was making $5,000 a year. I went to sea in the summertime and made $3,000. So while I was teaching, I went to sea in the summertime too for some years.
Yeah.
Until Temple, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.